This week on BlackCollegeWire.org, check out the story, Paralyzed Ex-Cheerleader and Mom Return to School, by Dustin K. Daniel, a reporter for the Panther at Prairie View A&M University. Bethany Norwood, a 22-year-old senior at Prairie View, returned to school after months of rehabilitation following a cheerleading accident that left her paralyzed. Bethany's mother, Marvin Norwood, gave up her nursing job and moved to Prairie View to care for her daughter, and now she too is going to school there full-time. Bethany will graduate next summer. Read more about this remarkable mother-daughter story. And as a result of Bethany's story, there will be no more stunts for Prairie View cheerleaders. Read what Prairie View's president, George C. Wright, has done since Bethany's accident to make sure no other cheerleaders are hurt. Some students disagree with his new policy. Fly jock Tom Joyner, host of the popular radio program The Tom Joyner Morning Show, has donated more than $200,000 to Rust College. Joyner's foundation is dedicated to helping students continue their education at historically Black colleges and universities. Read more about the Rust donation on blackcollegewire.org. In the Voices section, students debate the definition of a pimp in I'm a Pimp, Well, Not Really, by Brianna Tumley. Use of the word pimp in lyrics and everyday language has students arguing whether the word triggers positive or negative feelings. Jonathan Shelton, a senior psychology major at Howard University, shares his definition of a pimp.
I think a pimp is someone who solicits women for the interest of money. That's my real definition of a pimp, but I guess most of these young people's definition of a pimp is like someone who gets a lot of girls, has their way with them, and then gets rid of them.
In the culture section, read about a new magazine called Ledge, a publication sponsored by the Black AIDS Institute and by a Howard University alumnus. The aim is to make students of color more aware and informed about the AIDS epidemic. Read more about the new magazine and this important issue. In sports news, Dominique Gibbs and Brandi Worley write about a 21-year-old cross-country runner. Erica Thomas is a student at Southern University. Read about how this runner prepares for her meets in Southern University Track Star Runs to Her Own Beat. And in the Student Life section, Howard University students debate the issue of whether Black Greek organizations are still relevant. Shaquan Lewis, a senior political science major at Howard University and a member of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, believes that Greek organizations are relevant on campus.
Well, I think each Greek organization has different purposes, but the primary function is to tie men or women together in a sense of brotherhood or sisterhood and also serve the greater community. So, like, specifically with Alpha Alpha, we try to make sure that we project manly deeds, scholarship, and love for all mankind. So those three things are the founding of what we do, and they guide our daily actions as well. We actually speak to those three things. We actually do serve our community, so I think that we're as relevant today as we've ever been.
For more information on these stories and much more, keep browsing blackcollegewire.org. And tell your friends about us. They'll find plenty of news they can use. I'm Chantel Harley of Howard University with the weekly news roundup for blackcollegewire.org.